The Spironians podcast is a Caruso's Archives production, supported by the Hedley Southeast Europe Cultural Heritage Fund. The views expressed in this podcast do not necessarily represent those of the funding organization.
Friends, listeners, fellow Spironians, as we close out this first season, standing here in anticipation of what's to come, I find myself analyzing what has been stated. But more importantly, consider the seeds that the analysis sows for new beginnings. This season, we've journeyed through the intricate tapestry of human experience, from the historical echoes of vendetta in Mani to the unsettling romanticization of violence in art. We analyzed psychological stratifications, confronted uncomfortable truths, and asked ourselves hard questions about what it means to be human in a complex world. When we started the season, we had a lofty goal to highlight Greek Orthodox culture not merely as a historical curiosity, but as a contemporary testament to the lasting value of cultural legacy in our pursuit of sustainability. We began by trying to understand how a culture valued its social fabric, fostered community, and dealt with its specific issues. The purpose was never to admire the past, but to create stark, obvious links connecting past good practices to our current difficulties. We then concentrated our efforts, settling on Mani, a region whose cultural identity is a vibrant tapestry made from thousands of threads of transformation. We investigated the Greek Orthodox culture that embrace Mani, looking for old rituals with modern ties, enduring strands that provide feasible solutions to contemporary problems. We wanted to understand how local identity is not a static monument, but rather a constant dynamic flux. However, as our discussions progressed, and we probed further into the heart of these wicked problems, it became evident that our research needed to broaden, because the issues that we raised were local representations of universal human experiences. Our first episode, Vendetta, introduced us to the complicated world of Mani's vendettas. We analyzed the layers of an overly dramatic phenomena, showing its historical foundations, social architecture, and the remarkable concept of psychic, that extraordinary mechanism for controlling the economy of violence. Our guest, Asterios Hagimichos's legal and criminological knowledge helped us see below the surface, understanding the cyclical nature of retribution and the process of peacemaking in conflict-torn regions. We discovered that understanding vendetta did not imply supporting violence, but rather comprehending the fundamental human need for justice and the often tragic paths taken to attain it. The second episode's title was Toxic Culture and ended with a question mark, a purposefully provocative term that invited us to address the unsettling reality of idealized violence and blurred borders of consent in art. The literary masterpiece, The Snake and the Lily by Nikos Kazantzakis, served as our guide, a masterful mirror reflecting the destructive power of unbridled imposition and desire. Our guest, Antonia Tsirigotti, a psychologist and co-founder of the European Center Against Violence, provided invaluable insights, assisting us in analyzing how easily harmful dynamics can be romanticized, as well as the importance of developing a culture that can increase empathy by helping people to understand victims of violence and recognize the extent of their actions.
Slavery, no matter what, can free our mind.
The performance at the Karousos Archives Center in Mani, which brought Kazantzakis' words to life, was more than just that. Our collaboration with the Maria Callas Music School Alumni Association, as well as the artist Sofia Genopoulou on voice and Vasya Floru on piano, invited us to see art as a mirror, forcing us to confront uncomfortable truths about ourselves and our societies. I would like to express my heartfelt gratitude to the association's representative, George Iliopoulos, as well as to our two brilliant artists. Through these first questions, we have discovered, dear Spironians, that the path to a more just and fulfilling living is anything but linear. It is a winding journey full with intricacies that necessitates reflection and critical thinking. The wicked issues we've raised, violence, societal inequity, and the fundamental nature of human relationships, defy simple solutions. They are not problems to be handled and then forgotten. Rather, they must be constantly understood and promptly addressed. And as I reflect on it all, one core message from the very heart of the Spironians keeps resonating, not just in my mind, but deep in my spirit. It's a message that feels less like a historical artifact and more like an urgent beacon for our times. We've seen the profound impact of violence, not just the physical scars, but the generational wounds, the fractured trust, the quiet despair that can settle over communities like a shroud. Whether it's the old cycles of retribution we explored in Mani, or the insidious ways violence and control seep into our stories and media, the message is stark. Violence corrodes. It diminishes. It pulls us further away from our shared humanity. And let's be honest, in these very moments, the echoes of this violence are not confined to historical texts or fictional narratives. They are reverberating across our screens, dominating headlines and shattering lives in real time. We are witnessing, with horrifying clarity, the devastation of contemporary conflicts, the heart-wrenching stories of human suffering, and the unspeakable reality of recent war crimes being committed against innocent civilians. This is not some abstract concept, it is the raw, agonizing consequence of humanity's deepest wicked problems playing out on a global stage. The pain is palpable, the injustice glaring. But the Spironians also speak of something equally, if not more, powerful. The enduring power of Christian love and peace, as a pathway towards resolution. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Christian love? Peace? In the face of wicked problems like systemic injustice, brutal conflict, and deeply ingrained societal ills? In the face of the atrocities we are witnessing right now? That sounds naive. That sounds simplistic and obsolete. And I agree, if we misunderstand what Christian love and peace truly means in this context, this isn't about ignoring the darkness. It's absolutely not about a passive acceptance of injustice or turning a blind eye to suffering. That would be a betrayal of the very spirit of truth we strive for on this podcast. It would be a betrayal of every victim of these recent horrors. No, this is about something far more robust, far more challenging, and ultimately far more transformative. To embrace this pathway means first to understand the darkness. We've spent this season doing just that, haven't we? We've looked squarely at the roots of conflict, the motivations behind harmful actions, the subtle ways societal norms can perpetuate cycles of pain. Understanding doesn't equal condoning, but it is the first crucial step towards effective intervention. It's about empathy, yes, but it's also about rigorous, critical thinking. It's about asking why. What are the historical, social, psychological parameters at play here? What are the mechanisms that allow such profound inhumanity to flourish? And then, armed with that understanding, it's about choosing to illuminate the path forward. This isn't about waiting for light to appear. It's about being the light. It's an active choice, a conscious commitment. And how do we illuminate? First, through empathy. Not just feeling for others, but striving to understand their experience, to walk a mile in their shoes, even those with whom we vehemently disagree, especially those enduring unimaginable suffering right now. Empathy is the antidote to polarization. It's the bridge across divides. Then, through critical thinking, refusing simplistic answers, dissecting narratives, questioning assumptions, and seeking out nuanced truths. This is our intellectual armor against manipulation, our tool for discerning genuine solutions from empty promises. It means challenging our own biases, even when it's uncomfortable, and holding power accountable for its actions, particularly in the face of alleged war crimes. And lastly, through a relentless pursuit of truth, because it is truth that ultimately sets us free. Not convenience, not popular opinion, but unvarnished, often difficult truth. This pursuit demands courage, intellectual honesty, and a willingness to revise our understanding as new information emerges. It demands that we call injustice by its name. When we talk about Christian love, we're talking about agape, a selfless, unconditional love that compels us to seek the highest good for others, even our adversaries, even those who inflict pain. And peace isn't just the absence of war, it's the presence of justice, of equity, of dignity for all. It's the active work of building bridges where walls once stood. It's the courageous act of reconciliation and the unwavering demand for accountability where there are violations of international law. And here's where another crucial element comes into play, an element we've embraced throughout this season, often without explicitly naming its full power, the transformative role of art. Art, in its many forms, music, storytelling, visual images, and performance, has an unrivaled ability to communicate, to cross language borders, and to speak directly to the heart and soul. It can potentially push us beyond the spiritual, resulting in a deeper, more sympathetic engagement. It can, however, recruit us to extremes due to its strength. In any case, art will always be an important component in creating long-lasting communities of love and harmony. A community's sustainability requires more than just economic stability and environmental protection. It requires social cohesion, cultural understanding, and a shared story to unite its members. In our era, when digital networking creates a global community, we sought to find a way for it to function not as a simple technological means of exchanging information, but as an infrastructure for spiritual exchange that could lead to the planet's harmony and creative development. And yes, through the digital community, we can create a just and sustainable community developed by love. So I ask you to take the Spironian's message as a call to action, rather than a platitude. In a world saturated with noise, division, and despair, a world where the stark reality of war crimes demands our attention and moral courage, let us be the ones who choose to understand the darkness, seek the truth, and illuminate the path to empathy, critical thinking, and the unending radical power of love and peace, aided by art's profound and essential role in our common human experience. The Hedley C. Cultural Heritage Fund, run by the Balkan Museum Network, generously sponsored the launch of the podcast The Spironians for the first season, The Wicked Problems. We are quite grateful for their support. We are now expecting to continue expanding and delving deeper into the global human experiences that unite us all. We will continue to engage with foundational truths, relevant research and critical perspectives, fostering a deeper understanding of the root causes of these enduring problems. We will seek to connect these large-scale issues to the individual human experience, illuminating how these global problems manifest in individual lives and in diverse societies. As we move ahead, beyond the cycle of violence and reconciliation, we will encounter another wicked problem, one that is central to our social fabric. Next season, we will look at the complexities of diversity, how diversity, in its various manifestations, cultural, social, and historical, can be a source of both strength and conflict. We will discuss ways to foster harmony within diversity, as well as how love and understanding can bridge the gaps caused by otherness. Prepare for fresh insights as the Spironians continue their mission. Thank you for being here, listening, and thinking with us. Until next time, keep loving, questioning, exploring, and striving for a more inclusive and meaningful living.